Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt McCucci from the 79th Venice International Film Festival, and I'm so pleased to be joined by Brendan Gleeson and Colin Farrell. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Presenting what I knew was going to be the highlight of my festival, the Banshees of Inisherin. It is a made of fictional island, but there are real elements, very real existential. But the first question that I wanted to ask you is, because I'm a huge fan of In Bruges, this is a very different film, of course, but what was it like to rekindle that chemistry?
It was good. It was easy. I feel like if there's one conversation that, as a human being, you get to finish in your life, really, it maybe is a conversation with yourself, if you're lucky. Some people get pulled from the field mid-sentence, but I think there's a number of people through our lives that once you meet them once, there's a conversation that's always open. Yeah. And even if it's revisited 10 years or 20 years later, and with him it was the same. I feel like we've been just having a conversation, even though I only saw him intermittently in the 14 years since In Bruges, there's a conversation that started in Bruges that'll continue forever, even if I was to never see him again. So, yeah. You know, to get back with him and to get back with him and Martin on this piece that was so different, that of course had the McDonagh strain of obsession in human beauty and the grotesque and the macabre and the hilarious and the absurd and love and friendship and all these things, but it felt very singular, it felt very different from In Bruges, while obviously being born of the same genetic creative pool, you know, was just a joy. And to be on the west of Ireland as well, yeah, asking all these questions, and the crew felt very involved in the film, like really involved. Everyone did, you know, it felt like we all had some kind of lovely emotional stake in it, you know.
Yeah. Brendan, do you feel like do you feel the same way about the chemistry and the west of Ireland?
Yeah, there was an interesting thing Colin said just when we finished the movie. Colin just wrote a note and said it's odd not to care when we see each other again.
Yeah,
right. Because there's a continuity from the time that we hooked up.
Yeah,
that it's a continuum.
Yeah,
and so. There's something going back into be able to explore that in the reality, you know, no Zoom calls or any of that stuff. It's actually in the reality on an island in a mythical story with mythical sort of ambitions. It's just the realization of it then, but the actual relationship was a continuum. So it was a joyful thing. Yeah.
Brilliant. I hope I have time to ask you one more question.
Let me check.
Yes. So much of this film is about actually sacrifice, and especially in relation to the arts, I found that really touching. And I just wanted to ask you guys, I mean, did you feel like you could connect with that in terms of you guys being artists? And of course, we see different sides of that, but sacrifice is still there.
I mean, I feel, honest to God, like I couldn't articulate. I won't bore you with like the gratitude that I live in for how I'm able to make a living. Like, it's astonishing to me that I get to go into the places I've gone to in the world, that I get to tell the stories I've been a part of telling, that I get to work with the people that I've worked with. And I mean, it's really, there's times I go, this fucking, still 20 years later, I'm like, fucking hell, don't say it too loud, Farrell, you know, they'll call you out and remove you. But there is an expense. The expense is, because you're more than, as well, like, in our positions, and you're financially compensated and all that jazz. But I fear that those I love have paid a price. I particularly talk about my kids. I'm on the road quite a bit, so there's a very real kind of price to be paid in that way. Yeah. And it's like I've missed funerals. This is not a sad story. I'm not expecting anyone to weep any tears, by the way, when they listen to this. It's just a fact of life. I've missed funerals, I've missed weddings, I've missed the burials of people that I care about and all that kind of stuff. I missed the birth of my firstborn. Thank God I was there for the birth of my second. But yeah. So there is concessions that are made throughout the years, but Jesus, what a gorgeous position to be in, to be able to be telling stories 20 years later, you know. And I don't know how you feel about that, big man.
Yeah, I think there is an idea. I think what I've come to at this stage of my life feel is that there are no absolutes, yeah, and many truths. And truth, the idea of an artistic drive, I think, has great legitimacy, and the sacrifices that may have to happen on the, sometimes it's worth it. But the human cost, there's a particular line you cross. And I think the best we can do as humans is try to readjust and get a better perspective of where that line is. I don't personally believe everything is worth the artist. You know, every human sacrifice is worth the artistic dream. But where the line is after that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's amazing how things, you know, the way everything is informed by everything else, you know, maybe I'm not a great father, but I'm fairly attentive when I'm home. Maybe I wouldn't be as attentive if I was home all the time. Do you know what I mean? Not to put a silver lining on it, but honest to God, so maybe that concession or you know, that compromise I'm talking about is actually...
No, you keep in mind, you keep the line in mind all the time, so that's all we can do. Yeah.
They're kicking, they're forcing us to end this, damn it. But anyways, thank you very much, guys, for joining us. It's been a pleasure. Well, I grew up in the west of Ireland. Galway or more. Oramore is 10 kilometres away from Galway, so I'm very familiar with Inishmore. I used to play there with my band, actually.
Oh, did you?
Yes.
During test five festival. Guesses and I'll definitely know the venue.
I played, the American bar.
Thank you very much, and this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.